Over 500 marches for reproductive rights took place nationwide on Saturday in the wake of recent anti-abortion legislation in Mississippi and Texas. In Gainesville, hundreds of protesters took to the streets. The event, called the North Central Florida March for Reproductive Rights and Justice, was organized by volunteer community members. The march followed a Republican lawmaker's recent proposal to ban most abortions in Florida.
Human rights are under attack! What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Several anti-abortion protests also took place across the country over the weekend, including in Ocala. One woman came to counter-protest in Gainesville, but she left quickly when she realized that she was alone at the event. Following the march, demonstrators came together for a rally at Cora P. Roberson Park, where they heard from speakers and local advocacy groups. Gainesville community activist Shanae Jackson was one of the speakers. Jackson said she wants people to understand that the movement is about so much more than just a legal right to abortion. She said that this is especially true for people of color who are disproportionately affected by these issues.
Even when abortion is legal, many women of color cannot afford it or cannot travel hundreds of miles to the nearest clinic. This is not just about abortion.
Jackson also said that when it comes to reproductive health, these issues are deeply nuanced and intersectional.
It is imperative that we address intersecting oppressions. Audre Lorde said, there is no such thing as a single issue struggle because we do not live single issue lives.
Gianna Diodario is the president of Generation Action. Diodario said she also believes it's important to acknowledge the power structures that are at play when discussing reproductive rights and how they affect minority groups. She and other attendees also commented on a purposeful shift in language and ideas of inclusivity.
I think it's important to show up today, build solidarity within the community, build support within the community, and make sure that we're all showing up for each other in the ways that we need to so that we can, you know, maintain access to the rights that we deserve to have, one of which is our health care, which is our abortion.
Sarah Lindsay, WUFT News.